by Buffon, and then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net! Mamma mia! Ronel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elis! Elber Elis! La Panterita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
So here we go again. Another week and another night of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Tyler Scott in studio following up the big boys, Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman, and I'm going to try to live up to it here for the next 2 hours. We've got a good show put together tonight, and, you know, it's a cornucopia for all of us right now when it comes to the availability of games that we're able to watch. Tonight we have the Portland Timbers in Orlando City in the MLS's back final. That'll start at 7:30. Eastern time. Just so much out there right now with the Champions League and Europa League, and we'll get into some Europa League today as well and talk a little bit about Wolves going down to Sevilla today. But the fact that Champions League and Europa League have turned into a single elimination based on getting the competition done and condensed leads to the potential of some very interesting things, which we will get into, especially looking ahead to tomorrow's Atalanta of Italy against PSG. This is a great one for the neutrals tomorrow. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. Call in number 713-780-3776. I've got two questions for you tonight. I'll start with the first one. Which professional soccer league have you enjoyed most watching during COVID? So it could have been the Bundesliga. It could be the Champions League now, Europa League. It could be MLS is back, depending on what you like. But you tell me which league you've enjoyed most during COVID at 713-780-3776. And you got to give me a reason why as well. And the reasons could be a number of different things. 713-780-3776. Which professional soccer league have you enjoyed most during COVID-19 under these very different conditions and in empty stadiums? All right. Couple of great guests tonight, but before we get to them, you got to remind yourselves, the reason we get this show on the air, one of the big reasons, obviously, is our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, presenting sponsors of Soccer Matters. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, car accident, boat, motorcycle, nobody wants to get in an accident. They're uncomfortable times, they're nerve-wracking, but if you do, you call the Daspit Law Firm. I put this number in your phone, 713-322-HURT. 713-322-HURT. Daspit Law Firm. Going to bring you a personalized approach. They'll work for you 24-7 nights and weekends. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. And they are bilingual. All right, so a couple of things on tap tonight when it comes to guests. And we got a couple of great ones. We're going to go to New Jersey. We're going to go to Brian Sciarretta of American Soccer Now. He's been on this show since 2016. He follows American talent in Europe. He's got a lot to talk about tonight on a number of different young players, including one you'll know on the Houston Dynamo. And we're looking forward to having Brian on this show because he takes you through a number of different players, kind of where they are, what they've been up to. We'll talk to him in depth about Ian Hoffman, the new signing for the Houston Dynamo, and the connection and why he thinks he will be a real success here in Houston. So Brian Sciarretta, he will join us. Former Newcastle United defender Warren Barton. We're going to take on Sheffield United, Leeds United, because these are two of the best stories, I think, out of England. And then we'll go into the Champions League. Some great banter with Warren tonight on tap, and then Dynamo defenders Eric Valentin. And I want to ask him about being down in the bubble, what that was like, because I'm not sure everybody realizes on the outside what's that like. How can we? So we'll get it straight from an MLS player, Dynamo right back, Zarek Valentin. We'll talk to him about the Dynamo in training now, plus he's going to let us know about how he feels about FC Dallas. It'll be interesting to get his take on that. Now, you know, the Dynamo will play at home. Phase one of Major League Soccer coming back. And I think, Tyler, we got some Don Garber sound there. Let me know when you have that ready. But phase one is going to include six games for the Houston Dynamo, two against FC Dallas, two against Sporting Kansas City, and then a single game against the Colorado Rapids and one against Minnesota United. So it's six games. It's semi-regionalized, which I think is a smart move, obviously, by Major League Soccer. But Major League Soccer gets tremendous kudos for pulling this event in the bubble off down in Orlando. And that means people were very disciplined with protocol and everything else. Remember, in the beginning, Nashville and FC Dallas brought COVID-19 to Orlando. They were quickly extracted, and then the tournament went on wonderfully. Speaking of FC Dallas and Nashville, they are going to play two games to get themselves sort of caught up. So FC Dallas will come into that game on Friday, a week from Friday, against the Dynamo, and they will come into that game having played two games against Nashville SC. So you can say it's an advantage. I don't know. Who knows? Here's Don Garber on the return of MLS.
As you know, the initial phase of the schedule is going to begin when FC Dallas and Nashville SC will begin to make up some of the lost games by their not being able to compete down in Orlando. And that first game will be on August 12th in Toyota Stadium in Frisco. And the rest of the league will continue the 2020 regular season 8 days later. And due to travel restrictions, I'm sure we'll talk about this with some questions between the U.S. and Canada. We're announcing details just for our U.S.-based clubs and our phase one of our schedule today. Phase one will take us through September 20th, and then we're going to continue to work with the three Canadian clubs regarding their schedules. And we continue to work, literally as we speak, closely with the health authorities and government officials in Canada to finalize our plan for playing games north of the border.
So that was Don Garber. Let's hear from the Dynamo coach, Todd Ramos, on the return and having been in Orlando and then a return to this phase one season that's going to take place in stadiums. And that will be very interesting because there are some markets that actually are going to bring some fans back. So here is Houston Dynamo manager, coach Todd Ramos, on return to the season.
I think the bubble was a good standard set for everybody. Obviously difficult to maintain in your own market, but I think it gave the players an opportunity to see some of the challenges and difficulties and things they have to think about. I think they prepared themselves well. I think players did a great job and it helped them in their transition now to their home markets. Now they're used to testing. They're used to knowing what they can touch and the things they have to be careful with. So they, I thought the players did a great job and they're well prepared now to compete in their home markets.
And Tabs being very humble there because the coaches are the leaders as well and the staff. So they get a lot of props as well as all the people behind the scenes who we don't even know their names doing all this yeoman's work. Dynamo goalkeeper Marko Marić also had something to say on the return to the season.
What I take back, I think it's good that we have a game again after we played the Galaxy. I think it's for a fitness first, it's good to play 90 minutes to get the feeling again and to get back to the heat. I mean, in Orlando was the same, but here it's a little bit different, it's more human. And I think it's just good that we have the feeling like to play again together and to feel ourselves and to prepare us for Dallas game. It feels good because now you know what you are preparing for. You can go 100% every session. You can prepare your body. You can prepare your mind for the games that you will have. So I think now, to be honest, it's easier to work than what was before the Orlando tournament because now we have a goal to win all the six games, I hope so, and it's much easier to work and go day by day.
So that's Marko Marić, and you can sense in his voice that there is a happiness and a return to getting back here and actually getting into stadiums in your own market and playing these sort of regionalized games. We had said on this show many weeks ago that regionalization would probably be the thing that would happen with COVID-19. It would just seem to make sense. Not that I knew, but it was a pretty good guess in trying to navigate this thing. And I think the teams that are most prepared and the people who, players, staffs, teams that have the mentality that can, when there is a bump in the road, not let it affect them too much. I do believe that that is a big piece of navigating these times and including those next six games in phase one. I want to go to FC Dallas coach Luchi Gonzalez. And I think you have that soundbite as well, Tyler. I want to get his return to the season sound because the Dynamo will be playing FC Dallas in less than 2 weeks.
We both have big challenges, Nashville and us. They've got a bigger one with the travel and all that. And but you know what? We're grateful. We're grateful that the league has given the opportunity for both of us clubs to have this game and to have these games. We've gone through a lot of challenges, Nashville and FC Dallas. And we're together in the positivity of recovery and getting guys healthy and caring for the human beings. And now that we're in both in a better place, that we can compete, whether we have full fitness, full rhythm, perfect tactics, footage from 6 months ago, that's all secondary. Right now, it's a celebration of getting to play a regular season game with players that really suffered a lot last month. They really suffered a lot. And that are recovered now and that are working hard. And guess what? We're still going to have cases in the future. Other teams, us, we're still going to have cases. We're going to keep learning and we're going to keep getting back up and we're going to keep playing the game we love and we're going to keep competing.
How about that? That's positive from Luchi Gonzalez. That's upbeat. That's positive. That's the way we got to be. And we're thankful their game's going on. I'm really hoping that Major League Soccer can pull this off effectively. They seem to be very confident about it. From a personal standpoint, it'll be great to get down to the stadium and call some games with Eddie Robinson and Cindy Bourbano and seeing the players out there. And I think commentators around the league will feel the same way, as will fans. At least this is a move towards some positivity. Now, earlier today, Sevilla taking on Wolves, and a good friend of the show here. You know, we have a great supporters group here in Houston for the Wolves, Wolverhampton. And today, you know, a disappointing exit from the Europa League for Wolves against Sevilla in a game where Raul Jimenez had an opportunity to put Wolves up early from the penalty spot, did the old stutter step, actually got frozen because the goalkeeper was just standing there. His penalty was saved. But we bring on one of the top men here in Houston. He's been on our show before. Paul LePage joins us now of the Wolves supporters group here in Houston. Hey, Paul.
Glenn, how are you?
Well, I'm sorry we have to talk here on a day where Wolves gets eliminated because I know the hopes were really high for you and your group and Wolves fans all over the world. Just some initial thoughts from you.
Yeah, usually I need about 48 hours to recover from a loss, and especially one as disappointing as tonight was. There's that huge disappointment. You were three wins away from Champions League qualification for next season, but then at the same time you wrap it up in the complete season that we've had, kind of seventh in the Premier League, making the quarterfinals of the Europa League, given that the majority and that option, that's how the season would play out right at the very start. I think most would have taken you up on that. So extremely proud, but yeah, there's some disappointment for sure.
So one thing that almost blew me away watching this game today, when Adama picks that ball up, Traore, and runs about 75 yards, I mean, it's like he was shot out of a cannon. Really, it was unbelievable the run that this guy made with the ball at that length to draw the penalty.
And I think as we look at the game and how it started, I think we were probably the better team for the first 15 minutes. And then that move happened and you just thought, that's it. That's the game plan. This is what's going to happen. You know, I put my mortgage on Raul scoring. I don't think he's missed in a competitive game up to that point. But from that point onwards, nothing really clicked. Adama didn't really get another chance to run at them. The partnership with Raul didn't come off as it has done in previous games this season. So on reflection, it was probably a game too far. The side looked a little leggy. They defended phenomenally for the bulk of the game, but I think it was just a step too far. But you know, very very proud still. The guys did great. What could have been if he'd have put the penalty away? Who knows? But we'll lick our wounds, regroup, and we'll go again.
Well, that's a great point because, as you said, they got off to a great start. They hit the penalty. All of a sudden, maybe they get a little more life in their legs. The confidence is boosted in a way or two. Anything happens. We know what goals can do to people. You know, what's the future look like? Raul Jimenez going to stay, go? What do you think?
It's going to be an important preseason in terms of both player arrivals and player departures. And me personally, I think Raul's going to stay. I think he's grounded. I don't think he's got a big ego to press for a move. But saying that, if someone comes in, he's 29, it could be one last big payday in terms of a lengthy contract. If that's a Champions League competing team, then it's going to be of appeal. But I think he'll stay personally. I think Traore will stay. I think he's found his mentor in Nuno. His development's been phenomenal. And I think Neves will stay. If they can keep those three players and supplement it, which I think they need to, because the Premier League certainly is getting will be stronger again next year. I think that's what's going to happen in order for the Wolves to progress.
Yeah, that's a good take from you, Paul, because sometimes we forget that it's also about keeping players. And that trio you mentioned, such a big piece of Wolves. Paul, real quick, give the information about your supporters group, and then you're not going to want to listen to the show after this because I'm going to be doing a Lustav Vermouth update, and it might be a little bit about Sevilla. So information on your Wolves supporters group.
Sure. We are at HoustonWolves.com, and we meet regularly for every game during the season at Nick's Place, which is Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. And we're active on Twitter as well. So if there's any interest, we're more than welcome, and we love inviting new soccer fans, regardless of affiliation, to come and watch a good team with us.
There you go, Paul LePage. Paul, thank you so much for coming on tonight. Great visiting with you.
My pleasure, Glenn. Anytime. Thank you.
You got it. Guys like Paul, I mean, they're growing the game in Houston. You have to remember that. All right, time now for the La Liga update, brought to you by Lustav Vermouth.
For the La Liga update.
Leo Messi golpea. Contra! Leo Messi! Contra el mundo! Leo Messi!
Ojo a Cristiano, Cristiano del área. Sigue Cristiano!
Soccer Matters. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, the La Liga update is brought to you by Lustav Vermouth. Get a little Spain in your life. Lustav Vermouth is fun, just like those goal calls you just heard. Whether over ice with tonic water or club soda, or my favorite, paired with my favorite gin, in a gin and tonic with an orange peel. You got to break the orange peel, get the essence, and then a few drops of lime in there. Man, it is so refreshing. Lustav Vermouth update today. Well, we're going to honor Sevilla for the 1-0 victory over Wolves. That's why I told Paul to leave so he didn't have to hear this. And they are on to the semifinals of the Europa League. Lustav Vermouth, put a little Spain into your life. And remember, it comes in three types. Rojo, hints of caramel and cola. Great in a Manhattan or a Negroni. Rosé with a hint of vanilla. Or white, which are both great in gin and tonics. Lustav Vermouth, thank you for your support of the show. Going to take a quick break here now. We're going to break here. John Daspit, Daspit Law Firm, our presenting sponsors. We're coming back with a little bit of talk about what is happening tomorrow in the Champions League.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. We'll be right back. listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. A big thank you to them for being our presenting sponsors of this show, DaspitLaw.com. Quick word here for NB Elite Realty. If you're a real estate agent and you're tired of paying high commission splits to your broker, at NB Elite Realty, you'll get 100% of your hard-earned commission at closing. Plus, NB Elite Realty offers low transaction fees, free investment training, exceptional support, no hidden fees. Visit the website, nbeliterealty.com, or call 844-444-NBER for more information on how to join our winning team. Don't wait. Start your journey to financial freedom today with NB Elite Realty. NBEliteRealty.com. That's Nebo Bandovich, the former Houston hotshot indoor soccer player. That's his business. Has been very successful after his playing career. You can also go on Instagram at Nebo Bandovic, Bandovic, on Instagram, and he'll give you tips, secrets, and more. All right, welcome back to the show. 713-780-3776. I'll take your phone calls. Any thoughts on what you heard in that first segment with Wolves and Sevilla, and then MLS coming back to Phase 1 play? Do you agree with Major League Soccer continuing with play in the stadium? What do you think, Dynamo fans? Portland and Orlando City getting ready to get started here in about 15 minutes. I think it's great. I think the players are optimistic about it. I think the protocols will be followed, and, you know, time will tell. I think that's the biggest piece to this. We have seen the lineups come out. And I'm going to start with a little bit of talk about Orlando City, because so many people are saying, you know, they're in the driver's seat to win this. I'm not so sure about that. That may be the sentiment because of the fact that it's a short tournament. Now, this is a tournament that may end up being something that's a staple in the future. There have been some amazing things that have come out of this. And for anybody that thinks these short tournaments, you know, you can condition them. If you lose and you go home, you can say, oh, it doesn't mean a whole lot. Well, the Dynamo went home, even though, you know, they drew two games, and they went home on that unfortunate penalty. But you can tell they took a lot out of this tournament. I don't think there's any question, especially for a manager that has a project now, still getting to know his roster, still trying to implement tactics. This is not an easy fix for Tab Ramos, and I think we need to make that very, very clear. So when you get upset that L.A. ties it up, I can understand it in the context of the big picture. But in the context of the finite picture, in trying to build a team and move forward, you are seeing some things, and you are seeing a shift to youth. I don't think there's any question. So let me get back to Orlando City tonight. Oscar Pereja comes back to Major League Soccer after all the success at FC Dallas and was down at Tijuana. And mixed success down there, but you can tell he has this team looking just so different than I've seen an Orlando team. All right, look, they put their money into Nani, they put their money into Mauricio Pereira. Those are their DPs, and you would expect to get a lot out of those two, and you are getting a lot out of those two. They do like to get their outside backs forward. Ruan can run. Joao Moutinho, who was so good against LAFC, the kid out of Akron. These guys, very good out wide, complimenting Pereira and complimenting Nani. Now, Nani's a new man. I don't know. He drank an elixir. I don't know. Snake oil. I don't know what he's doing. Maybe deer antler. Nani looks like a different guy. When he hit the winning penalty against LAFC and took off running in an empty stadium, that just jumped out of the television to me, because I'm looking at that guy. And every time I look at him, I imagine him in a Manchester United jersey just bombing up and down the right side, providing the width and the crosses for Manchester United. Or I imagine him in a Portugal jersey next to Cristiano Ronaldo. And for him to run around like that, celebrating with all these guys on his team and on Orlando City like it was winning the World Cup, to me, said a lot. Chris Mueller was a kid that I watched at the University of Wisconsin, called a lot of his games. Well, not a lot, but a couple of his games. on ESPNU. Chris Mueller had 4 goals in the first couple of games, and he had a shoulder injury, or maybe it's 3. But here's a guy out of the college draft now that has proven effective. And that's another piece for the Dynamo in the future, is getting some inexpensive, cheap help out of the college draft, because other teams are doing that. So that's something that we'll see. And that's got to happen in the future, because, you know, we have to go pretty far back now to see guys. You know, the draft really was Dominic Kinnear's. He kind of owned that. Now, the league was different. I get it. You're saying that at home. But, you know, Jeff Cameron, Corey Ash, Will Bruin, you know, these ended up being, tremendous historic players for the Houston Dynamo. So, getting something out of the draft. Certainly Orlando City is doing that with Chris Mueller. And mainly this is pretty much the same team. They do have some defenders that are new, Antonio Carlos. But it is mainly the same team. So you just have to say this leadership piece and this excitement that they've generated in this tournament and this ability to take themselves forward and build momentum and confidence has been great. Giovanni Savarese, emotional coach, very different. Not necessarily different, because Oscar's emotional as well, Pareja. But Savarese, well, I mean, they know who they are. They seem to be a team that has a lot of fun. He celebrates goals like there's no tomorrow. They're winning games by a goal. They're one-goal game winners. And they got a playmaker in Sebastian Blanco that's off the charts. You got a young finisher now in Jeremy Abobase, who's got 4 in this tournament. A couple of very good ones. Had a great goal against the Dynamo. It's a team that just knows who they are. Diego Valeri, at one point, they were worried about his fatigue in the tournament. Didn't start him. He comes off the bench very effective. And Valeri still makes plays. So does Blanco. So, you know, you can pit the playmakers against each other. Who makes more plays in this thing? Blanco and Valeri against Nani. We'll see. But there are a lot of guys who do a lot of workmanlike stuff. There's some unsung heroes. I like Eric Williamson in midfield for the Portland Timbers. Obviously, Diego Chara is a guy that has been a standard bearer in the sixth position. So there's a lot going on here. This should be a very, very good game. And we'll see. Interestingly enough, you may just see, and I believe he's in the starting lineup, and I need to check real quick here, but I believe for Portland, you are going to see Chris Duval, if I can pull this up, the former Houston Dynamo, in the starting lineup. Yes, he is. Now, he's going to be going up against Nani. This was a guy that was in Houston. He only played one time under Wilma Cabrera. I still don't know what happened there. But he's got a big challenge with Nani. And then you got Villafania on the other side for the Portland Timbers. And then you got Ruan and Motinho getting forward. So, you know, there's going to be some overloads out there that Chris Duval is going to have to deal with. So is Jorge Villafania. And then you got these great holding midfield types for both teams. But, you know, Orlando wants to win a piece of silverware. Orlando wants to change their image. They've done it. These types of tournaments can do that very quickly, just like with the Houston Dash, running the table when they got into the knockout round, which was so exciting for us when it comes to soccer here in Houston, seeing the ladies take that tournament over and take it over in a way that was very different in their first 4 games, where they became a very different team and transformed. So, into a defensive team with a better team shape under James Clarkson. So that's what you have when it comes to Orlando City taking on the Portland Timbers. So that's a good one. All right, so that leads me into what is really going to be a remarkable. I cannot wait for this game tomorrow. I cannot wait for this game. Atalanta of Italy in the Serie A against PSG of Ligue 1. Couple of things to think about here. Look for goals in this one. Atalanta is the highest scoring team in the Serie A. So some initial thoughts about this. Atalanta plays some scintillating soccer. They score a lot of goals. Highest scoring team, as I just mentioned, in the Serie A. They got three guys that have combined for 51 Serie A goals. Josip Ilicic, Luis Muriel, and Duvan Zapata. They got a playmaker in Papu Gomez. 16 assists for that guy. This is an all-out attacking team, to the point where it's a risk. So I think we're going to see a bunch of goals in this game. I think it's going to be exciting. Their ability to switch play quickly, change the point of attack quickly is something that's interesting. They can break, and they're going to benefit, I think, as a team, maybe the most out of the eight teams that are in the quarterfinals, because this is a single elimination format. They may not be as deep as a PSG, a Bayern Munich, and Barcelona. They're not. But in a single elimination format, anything can happen. And I actually like this about this Champions League setup here during COVID. I don't like COVID. But I do like the single elimination. I think it just it gives maybe some of the underdogs an opportunity, like Atalanta in this one. So this could be very interesting. PSG has the pressure. Neymar, will Mbappe play? How do they control Neymar? How do they control Mbappe if he plays? This is going to be a fascinating watch tomorrow. And you know, there are neutrals out there. You know that, Liverpool fans, right? There are neutrals out there. You too, Real Madrid fans. There's some neutrals out there. This is going to be a good one. If you are Atalanta, you have to remember, they have come into this after great form in the Serie A. They had a 17-match unbeaten streak at one point. This is not a fluke. Yes, it is a lower-budget team. And a lot of people will study this, and they'll go, wow, see, you can do it with a lower budget. This doesn't happen always. But they are a huge storyline the last 2 years. Gianpiero Gasperini is their coach. This is tricky for PSG. I don't think there's any question. Now, the only thing that you have to also rely on here is that Atalanta, in some ways, is young. Can they live up to the pressure of this? And with an empty stadium, why not? Why not? Atalanta loves the wide game. They're going to do what Orlando City is going to try to do to Portland tonight. They're going to try to create overloads out wide. They're going to go at the PSG outside backs. That said, PSG, six out of their last eight games have shutouts with Keylor Navas in goal. And they are good in tight areas with the ball. They will not have Angel Di Maria. So maybe we'll call this a little bit attack versus defense, although when Neymar's on the field, anything can happen. Let's just hope Neymar's not going out and partying with Justin Bieber tonight. That's all. All right. Ain't too proud to beg. Don't you go. All right. We're going to take a break here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We're going to come back and keep the discussion rolling here. Hugh O'Connor, 7620 Katy Freeway, Marquee Entertainment Center, 18 TVs and big screens, Houston Liverpool supporters group out there. You took a little dig at them, but you really can't because they're the Premier League champions. Can't do that. Glenn Davis Sock on Twitter and on Instagram, glendavissoccer.com. Head over there. A lot about the broadcasting career and blogs over there. A lot of good stuff happening tonight. Big thank you to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More to come here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
That? To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Teasing Mario Rui and coming up with the ball, Lionel Messi. Oh, he hasn't, has he? He is just a conjurer. A ripper up of reason. A dream machine. A perennial Caesar of the day.
And they look very dangerous. And here's Lukaku pulled down, surely, but it's in the back of the net. And Inter Milan celebrates a second goal. And it's all about him. It's all about his strength. He's far too much for Bayer Leverkusen.
Romelu Lukaku, and what did that commentator call Messi? A dream machine. That's what you hope your wife or girlfriend calls you. A dream machine. He was unbelievable this past weekend. And you know what? That's going to continue our Champions League discussion here quickly here. I just got a little bit of news here to put out for you. So Manchester United now in Europa League is going to play Sevilla in the semis. Inter is going to play on Shakhtar against Shakhtar Donetsk. And that was Lukaku scoring for Inter. Quarterfinals, we just went over at Atalanta and PSG. We're going to go over Leipzig and Atletico Madrid. We're going to go over Barcelona and Bayern Munich, and then Manchester City and Lyon. Before we get there, just a reminder, there's a trio of Liga MX games going on tonight. Necaxa and Mazatlan have already played. Pachuca and Lyon right now. Tigres and Puebla later. Now, this one was interesting, and if you want to call in and have a say on this, 713-780-3776. In Houston, Texas, there is a group called the Friedkin Group, Dan Friedkin. It's an investment group, but they also own Gulf States Toyota. Huge, huge. There are only 12 billionaires, apparently, in Houston, according to Forbes magazine. Dan Friedkin and the Friedkin Group spent $700 million to become the majority stakeholders of Roma in Italy. Deal is apparently going to close in August. And I saw all these things. Oh, why isn't he investing in Major League Soccer? And, you know, how come he's not? And I'm like, well, first of all, the man can invest in whatever he wants, right? Would it be nice? Sure. But we have a lot of great investors in Major League Soccer with all the teams. $700 million means you believe you're going to make money off Roma. But he was saying all the right things about learning about Roma, learning about Rome. We got a lot of American owners with European soccer clubs or majority stakeholders in them. Arsenal, Manchester United. I mean, we can go on and on. So it's interesting because people seem to be offended that he was taking his money to Roma. And I don't quite get that. I don't know if that's frustration. But, you know, a lot of this is about Champions League and TV money. They're a team that seems primed to take that next step from a branding perspective globally and also from a competitive standpoint. So very interesting. I think it's an amazing thing. Then Jake Silverstein, who's a minority owner of the Dynamo. He has Welsh roots. He's been with the Dynamo since 2015 with Gabriel Brenner, Ben Gwill, James Harden. He's from Portland, Oregon, and he's now going to invest in Swansea. And I saw people, you know, commenting on that as well, Swansea City, who he's a big fan of. And he made it very clear in some of these articles where he has quoted Jake that he wants to have a say on what's going to be happening over there. So there you go. Soccer clubs, good investments. Meanwhile, in Austin, now remember, we've got this incredible thing going on in the state of Texas. We've got the most MLS teams, along with California. But then we got all these USL teams. So up and down I-35, you got San Antonio FC, you got the Austin Bold, you got Austin FC now, you got the Dynamo here in Houston, and of course you've got FC Dallas. There's going to be some good things happening. There's going to be some good rivalries. There already are some good ones. But, you know, to think that all these clubs there, people with ideas, people with resources, people with money for our sport, hiring young people that are talented and ambitious and are good at what they do and are soccer connected, this can all help the sport grow. Austin FC is going to shake it up. We know that. We know that. And they apparently are going to make another signing here, Cecilio Dominguez, another Paraguayan, to go along with Rodney Redis. And this guy's only 25. He's played at Club America in Mexico, Cerro Porteño, and Independiente. The Dynamo, and I've looked into him, Derickson Vuelto is somebody that's being linked to the Houston Dynamo. I asked the Dynamo, what they said to me was, we've been tracking this player. We're aware of him. We've been tracking him. That was the word from the organization. If you watch some of his highlights, he does have a sort of a Romel Kyoto-esque kind of feel to his play. He looks very, very athletic, so we'll see. And he may come on a free. Which in this world is not a bad thing. Okay, so on to more Champions League quarterfinal talk. So we talked about Wednesday and tomorrow with Atalanta and PSG. There's going to be goals in that one. Thursday, you got Red Bull Leipzig. So we got one game a day, knockout games, that we can build our days around. Well, I'm certainly building my day around them. Thursday, RB Leipzig is taking on Atletico Madrid. Now, Leipzig is the high-pressing game that goes through all Red Bull teams, including the MLS team, their team in Austria. They've got a very similar blueprint. It's a high-pressing game against Atletico Madrid. It's Cholo Simeone. It's an all-for-one attitude. It's you know, the strength, the power, the discipline. Does anybody change the tactics in this one? I don't know. Who gets affected the most? Does Leipzig just continue to press Atletico Madrid and just be cognizant of not getting hit on the counterattack? No Timo Werner for Leipzig. He's with Chelsea now. It's kind of a bummer. I hate that. I hate when players leave their teams before tournaments are consummated. I don't even like the rule. Tyler Adams, a U.S. international, is going to be involved. Now, if you look at the New York Red Bulls, and they had a struggle of a tournament down in Orlando. He was the fulcrum of that team. He was the tipping point. He was the guy that initiated the press. He was the guy that certainly, with his energy and ability to run for two men and close people down, taking him out of the team, and Bradley Wright Phillips and Luis Robles has made the New York Red Bulls, yeah, they're not a fearsome proposition anymore. So we're going to see what they're going to do. This is a tough one to call. Somehow I think Atleti is going to end up getting the result in this one. Friday, it's Barcelona and Bayern Munich. Now, this is another intriguing one. So the manager of Barcelona, you know, Kiki Setien, he's been maligned. He's, you know, he should be out. You know, he's getting hammered by the press. Barca's been up and down, locker room divided. Messi doesn't see eye to eye with him. It's been messy. Pun on words. But it has been a nightmare of an environment. Yet, here's Barcelona in the quarterfinals. Two wins away from getting in the final. Now, if there was ever a man on this planet who could carry you, the other guy's out with Juventus, Cristiano Ronaldo. And I might say Kevin De Bruyne too. But if there was ever a man that could carry a dysfunctional team to a Champions League title, it's Lionel Messi. And don't for a second not think that Bayern Munich, as good a form as they're in, and as much fun as they're having right now, playing for their manager, don't think for a second that they are not worried about him and scared in a healthy way. Yeah, Hansi Flick, it's all fun now at Bayern. They're rolling over people. They blew Chelsea out in the quarters. In the last round, like a machine. Messi could carry this team. He scored a ridiculous goal. Tyler Scott just played it when we came back from break. Barcelona's always suspect at the back. They're going to have to deal with Robert Lewandowski, who, by the way, for me, should have won the Ballon d'Or. I guess they canceled it, which is kind of sad for him because he's been unbelievable. He's spitting out goals like popcorn kernels popping in a microwave oven. This guy's scoring goals like crazy. And you know what? Don't be surprised if he gets two against Barcelona. But face it, Bayern fan, you're a little bit nervous about this one. You're scared of that man, that myth, that legend, that Lionel Messi. Barcelona defensively, though, is a big struggle. Oof. I mean, they concede chances every game. They concede space. They look disorganized at times. They could get wrecked by Bayern. I could absolutely see Bayern put three or four goals on Barcelona. This is a distinct possibility. You know, and don't forget, Alphonso Davies flying forward, Pavard, Thomas Muller, who's a new man under Hansi Flick. Davies, probably the fastest guy in the league who played in Vancouver. And they're going to get their outside backs forward. Their holding midfielder will step in between the two center backs, and those two guys will fly forward. It's either a masterclass from Messi, or it is a blowout from Bayern. That's my take on it. It's one or the other. God, I hope it's not like nil-nil and penalty kicks. Okay. Saturday, Manchester City and Lyon. Is it finally Pep Guardiola's time to bring the coveted Champions League title back to the city of Manchester? Third time these teams have met in the Champions League, Lyon has not won but drawn. Kevin De Bruyne. You know, you got to begin to put him in the class maybe of Messi in those. Memphis Depay, Manchester United fans, do you remember him? He of all the swashbuckling outfits and you know, he seemed to be spending at that time more time on his look and his fashion than he was his football. Well, he's focused on football now. He scored against Juventus. He's redeemed himself now with Lyon. And they knock Juventus out. That's a big one. The semis are going to be Tuesday the 18th, Wednesday the 19th. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we got Champions League matches. It is pretty unbelievable. And then the final will be Sunday the 23rd. And then the Europa League, it's Manchester United, we mentioned, against Sevilla. Shakhtar Donetsk in the other semifinal against Inter Milan. MLS's back tournament final is on now. We're 7 minutes in. Portland, Orlando at 0-0. That's what's going on there. USL, I've been watching a lot of that. RGV went down at the Austin Bold 4-1. Was a real struggle. Scored the game's first goal, had a sending off. And I think that's a work in progress down in the Rio Grande Valley. Still looking for that first win. All right, we got Brian Ciaretta coming up. We've got Warren Barton coming up, and we've got Dynamo defender Zarek Valentin. He's going to be excellent. All three of these guys are going to be great interviews. And we will take a quick break here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.